Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1952, B.B. King hit the top of the Billboard charts with his very first R&B hit record, a tune called 3 O'Clock Blues.
Now it is 3 o'clock in the morning, can't even close my eyes.
The inspiration for it came directly from Texas guitarist Lowell Fulson, who scored a top 10 hit with it back in the fall of 1948.
Now I hear it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't even close my eyes.
It seems likely that King first heard the record while working as a DJ at the now legendary Memphis radio station WDIA, also known as the Star Maker station, for the long list of local music icons whose careers were advanced there.
Well, look all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found.
By the time B.B. King recorded 3 O'Clock Blues, he was already a veteran of 5 different recording sessions. Up to now, he was mostly working with producer Sam Phillips, who would record King in Memphis and ship the tapes out to the Bahari Brothers in Los Angeles, to whom King was under contract. For 3 O'Clock Blues, however, Joe Bahari came into town himself and recorded King at a local YMCA, putting mattresses and blankets in the windows to help deaden the street noise coming in from outside. Whatever magic had failed to coalesce at his earlier recording sessions, this time around, B.B. nailed it, and 3 O'Clock Blues would go on to become one of the biggest hits of his lengthy and storied career. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.
Lord, I believe this is the end.